is nothing more important than the wellness and the safety of our workers. And with October being such a beautiful month, one of the prettiest in Washington and around the rest of the country, we thought what better time but to focus on feds getting fit and being outside, getting some exercise, and focusing on the four pillars of a healthy lifestyle: physical activity, nutrition, healthy choices, and health prevention.
So so tell us a little bit about this Feds Get Fit Health and Wellness Awareness Campaign. How's it work? What are you going to do? I know there's an event on Tuesday down in the mall.
Well, we're kicking off Tuesday. It's great. We're going to be doing a walk around the mall at 11 o'clock on Tuesday, next Tuesday, October 27th. We're also going to have some great celebrities with us. Daryl Haley, who is a Super Bowl, former Super Bowl winner from the New England Patriots, is going to be there. And we have Lorenzo Alexander, the Washington Redskins, number 79 of our very own Washington Redskins, is going to be leading some lead us in exercises that we can do to keep our fitness at a top peak level. And we're also going to have booths from all of the federal agencies focusing on healthy choices, on nutrition, on health prevention things that you can do. So everything from smoking cessation to healthy diet choices, and we look forward to seeing as many federal employees as we can to walk around the mall and get fit.
Is it not just the employees, but also the federal managers too, to encourage that sort of behavior among their employees? Because ultimately, that means a healthier workforce, fewer sick days, and less time off.
Amy, that is dead on, and that's exactly why we're focusing on this. This is for both employees and managers, and we are focusing and not just here in Washington, D.C., but we're in 7 cities around the country. Right now, let me look to get you the names of the cities. Here they are. It is Atlanta, Baltimore, Chicago, Minnesota, New Orleans, Pittsburgh, and St. Louis. And the beauty of it is we've got NFL players in each of those cities who are going to be doing just what Lorenzo is going to be doing here in Washington,
D.C. Oh, wow, great.
So it should be. I hope it's going to be a very exciting start. But, Amy, just as you mentioned, we've got a lot of managers joining us. The Deputy Secretary of the Department of Agriculture, Kathleen Berrigan, is going to be out walking. The Assistant Secretary of the Health and Human Services, Dr. Howard Koh, is going to be hoofing it with me there on the mall. I'll be there, and I look forward to meeting as many employees as we can as we attempt to increase the wellness of our federal workforce.
And you have those fancy track shoes that you wear.
Hey, I'll even make a bet. I bet you I have the brightest track shoes anybody's going to show up with.
But that actually raises a question, because you are a very, very busy man, a very important job, and oftentimes the reason people don't exercise is they go, oh my goodness, I just don't have the time. And I was like seeing the president is out there exercising regularly, and I mean, I always say I'm not more busy than the president. How do you squeeze time into your schedule to carve out time to do this?
Well, you know, President Obama has, as you've mentioned, Chris, he has consistently extolled the virtues of prevention, early intervention, and healthy lifestyle. And as you know, it's one of his highest priorities. And along with many people in the government, I am wearing a pedometer today. And here, let me click. I'm going to tell you right now I have walked today 2.85 miles.
There you go.
And so I walk to work as often as I can, and it's about a 2 mile one way. So I get 4 miles in a day that way, and then my dog makes sure I get about another mile in addition.
There you go.
But it's a good example of, I'll tell you, Chris, that is a great parenthesis on my day. It helps reduce stress. It helps me focus myself on the way into work, and it helps me relax on the way home to work. And I have to laugh. I'll tell you that sometimes when I'm occasionally if I'm running late, I will drive. But and then I'm coming home. It takes me oftentimes longer to drive the 2 miles than it does to walk.
Yeah, it's great.
It really is.
It's less stressful if you just walk.
Absolutely.
Are there any numbers available or any information available about the fitness level of our federal workforce? Has it been improving over the years since this initiative's gotten underway?
You know, we very much mirror the rest of the nation. So I think we share the same problems as the rest of the country, and that is, like everybody, as we tend to age, we tend to overeat a little bit, we tend to forget the waistline, we tend to slack off a little bit on the exercise program, and we don't focus on our diet as we get older. And you know, that is something we just need to keep reminding people about. And that's really what this Fed's Fit Get Fit program is about, is bringing back to people, putting it at the front of their attention schedule, so that they can try to readjust and get back to that healthy lifestyle.
Before we let you sneak away, we're doing this Five Fallacies of Government series, and today we're looking at the workforce tsunami. You know, when you hear this phrase, I know you get asked about it a lot. What comes to mind when you're talking about that with folks?
You know, Chris, I'll tell you. I worked on the Hill 25 years ago, and people were referring to the impending, dooming tsunami of retirements. It never happened. And quite frankly, we're not seeing it today. There's no data that we're seeing that shows that at this point in time, federal employees are retiring at any greater rate than they have been historically. And in fact, it would be my expectation that with the economy being tight and being tough and people's 401ks taking a hit, people are going to be staying working longer. You know, I think many people have pushed that idea of an ideal retirement day a little bit farther out.
All of a sudden, work doesn't seem quite so bad.
That's right. But bottom line, Chris, we're not seeing anything right now in the data that would show us this is a problem. And obviously, if it starts to show up, we'll be ready for it.
OPM Director John Barry, in his first appearance on The Big Show, we always appreciate having him join us. We'll have a link to Director Barry's memo on the Fed Get Fit Fitness Walk and Expo. Happens on Tuesday on the National Mall. You can find the link to that memo and to this conversation. It's all online. FederalNewsRadio.com/Daily Debrief. Director Barry, thank you as always for joining us.
Chris, Amy, thank you. And my best and warmest wishes to all your listeners.
And I can't wait to see the shoes.
Thanks, Chris.